Enemy Radio.
Show number 7. This week I have been making noise in the background. I've been single-handedly attempting to reverse the recession. I've just been buying shit all week. I'm broke. I'm still buying shit. I don't know what I'm doing. I just like it. Every now and again I just like being a consumer whore and just buying stuff. I think for so long I didn't buy anything. I literally lived on fucking whatever was in the press food-wise. I wore whatever the fuck was in the back of the bleeding wardrobe. This week, even like today, I went to the Newmarket Square, that fucking Dublin flea market that happens the last Sunday of every month. I'm recording this on the 30th of June, even though you won't hear it till Wednesday. I'm speaking to you from the past. But I went to the Newmarket Square and I bought a couple of records. I bought some Xbox games. And I went over to the Mingle Market, to that Retropolis place I was telling you about last week. And I bought a fucking Nintendo GameCube and Metroid Prime for it. Same way, a couple of weeks ago, I bought a PS2. Got all these consoles with one game. Like, I have a Dreamcast with one game as well. I don't have fucking time to play them. I think this is my retirement plan. Just buying up all the consoles in the world. Just so, like, when I do retire, I've got loads of games to play. What did I buy today, records-wise? I bought a 7 Seconds record. Not a very good one. Soul Force Revolution. But it was a tenner. So, 7 Seconds, one of those bands. Not my favourite band in the world, but they're good enough that if I see them, I pick them up, throw them into the collection. I bought Cypress Hill Black Sunday. Got a double LP. I paid 20 quid for that. I'm not happy about that, but fuck it. I bought this weird compilation. It's like a Ramones tribute album, a Ramones cover album, called Gabba Gabba Hey. It's got like Bad Religion and D.I. and L7 playing fucking Ramones songs. That was only a tenner for a 2 LP, though, so that's all right. I fucking love markets. I would spend my days walking around fucking every market and car boot sale. I prefer car boot sales because they're a little bit less pretentious. There's something about a market these days. They're just full of fucking wankers. Like Newmarket, like I was there, the last time I was there was a year, maybe 2 years ago. It was a while ago. And, but loads of old fucking like 2-tone 7-inches for a couple of quid each. And just wandering around, it was fun, you know. But I went today, it was just, it was like a fucking a hipster in a hippie convention, you know. It was people selling their handmade fucking craft. Nobody wants to buy your handmade fucking craft. No one wants to buy a fucking cushion you made. No one wants to buy a fucking tablecloth you made. Just fucking make it for yourself. And just stay the fuck out of my way. Stop taking up room that somebody could put like records in. You know what I mean? Stuff people want to buy. So I was walking around and like all the people selling like secondhand clothes. You know what I mean? Like they're busy stalls. People selling records, busy stalls. People selling video games. You know, like just old shit. Old record players. They're all busy, you know. And then you've just got like these fucking 10 or 12 fucking hippies selling, oh, you know, I make dresses and I make fucking doilies and covers for chairs, you know, with a bit of fabric that I bought in IKEA for like 3 quid. But because I stitched it together, it's fucking 60 quid now. And they're just sitting there on their own, just fucking lonely, you know. Nobody wants to buy your shit. Like, start your own market, you know, that won't interfere with the fucking markets I want to go to. And wash yourself. The smell of fucking patchouli down there was shocking. Every stall I went up to, I was convinced there was someone behind me farting. It was fucking vicious, the smell. And the heat inside's crazy. But it's just, I don't get it. You know, it's fucking, these places are meant to be, you're meant to get in, get your hands dirty, kind of rummage around. You know, you might find something you've been looking for ages. But nah, I think that day might be gone. It's all fucking, even records. I used to pick up records for a couple of quid. But now because they're kind of back in fashion, like, they're fucking jumped up in value. You know, we're talking about secondhand, like a secondhand medium for music. It's my chosen medium. I prefer it. Like, CDs are fine. Tapes are fine, even, you know. It's my preferred fucking medium for music. But because it's fucking, like, people think it's cool again, that's what they fucking, they're putting crazy price tags on things, you know. The only thing, I left the place and I felt a bit pissed off that I didn't buy it. I seen the Ghostbusters soundtrack for €2. On vinyl. And you know what? I kind of felt embarrassed about buying it. That's kind of, because it is, it's real fucking, it's just pretentious as fuck down there. And I just felt a bit bad. Like the dude who was selling it was like, oh, you know, I'm going to put that in there. Whoever buys it, I'll give him a fucking hard time. So I just kind of looked at it and my heart kind of skipped a beat and went, oh, the Ghostbusters soundtrack. And you know what? I never listened to it. I want that record. I'll probably frame it, to be honest with you. But just to have that kind of logo that big. But, That's a lie. I'd listen to the fucking Ghostbusters soundtrack. Shut the fuck up. Who wouldn't? There's not a fucking person out there who wouldn't listen to the Ghostbusters soundtrack. I actually don't know what the Ghostbusters soundtrack is like. All I know is the fucking I Ain't Afraid of No Ghost thing. But a couple of Xbox games. I got 4 Xbox 360 games for a tenner. That's pretty fucking good, isn't it? I mean, they're not amazing. I got some game. What's it here? Kingdom Under Fire, Circle of Doom, Vampire Rain, Deus Ex, Revolution, and Dead Space. For fucking £10. I'll have that, man. And lady. I'll have that, man and lady. I'm in the pub recording again. I missed Friday Gone Show. What was that? The 28th, was it? I missed it. I was just... Kev was out sick this week. I was just fucking... It was a nightmare. And the amount of shit I had to do. I was doing like 16, 17 hour days all week in the pub. I'm in here now on the Sunday. Even though I'm not working tonight, I've got Gav, who's one of the guys who works for us. He's doing the shift tonight. But he's normally like a barback. He does pull points and he does, you know, use the till. But his main job here is making sure that like shelves are stocked and glasses come in and stuff like that, you know. I'm not going to call him a lounge boy. That's a fucking derogatory term unless you're fucking 13 or 14, you know. He's a barback. But tonight's his christening of fire, you know. So he's on his own. I'm going to open the place up, just get a till ready. And he can work away for the night. And I'll drop back in at like 12 o'clock and catch up. But it's been pretty fucking busy here all week. I have an interview to play. I recorded a fucking interview. You believe that shit? The only reason I was able to record the interview is because on Friday I had my microphone and stuff with me and my headphones, because I was planning that if I got an hour or two free, I'd sit down and record a show before 6 o'clock, because the show was supposed to be out at 6 o'clock on Friday. And I just didn't. So we do a club here once a month called Damaged. And it's like a punk club. And I started it about 5 years ago. It actually started here in Thomas House, and then it ended up in... where the fuck did it end up? It was in Fibber's Rock Bar in the Keys. I think it was in Shebeen once. It was in the American Toil once. It's been around a couple of different places anyway. And it's always been reasonably popular. But about 3 months ago, we made the decision to move it from the ground floor here into the basement so we could have some bands. And last month we had the Objectors play. And the Objectors were great. But nobody fucking bothered going downstairs until the band started. And the minute the band started, the minute the band finished, everybody left. They just left. So the ground floor is packed full of people, full of fucking punk t-shirts, dudes with tattoos on their faces, like, you know, people, tourists who came across Damaged online and want to come, but I can't get them downstairs. Like, on Friday gone, I had a band called The Gurus, who were a new band of old lads, basically, and they're just playing kind of old proto-punk and post-punk songs, you know, so they do like Husker Du and Death, and they're doing some Damn stuff, but great band, tight as fuck, really good, lovely lads. Maybe had 15-20 people downstairs from, well, the ground floor is packed full of people who will not go downstairs. They will refuse to go downstairs. I put fucking tables, chairs downstairs, everything, to make sure that people were comfortable. Nobody went downstairs. I had a separate DJ who basically I have covering me while I'm downstairs. He's not necessarily playing punk. It's a different night altogether. All the punk stuff is downstairs. But of course, he sees the t-shirts, he's going to start playing punk rock. You know what I mean? That's his job. His job is to entertain the people that are here. He's not going to start playing fucking dance music to force them downstairs so he can play to nobody. He's going to keep them there, which is fine, you know? It's just me coming from both ends of it. From being the promoter / DJ to the fucking publican and looking at it from that aspect. So I need to figure out a way of making sure that people are downstairs. People are going downstairs, because it would have been fucking amazing downstairs. The place would have been hopping. But I have an interview with the Gurus. I think it's about 15 minutes long. We're pretty drunk at this stage. This is recorded about 1 o'clock in the morning, 2 o'clock in the morning. I'm going to be honest with you, I don't remember what I said. I haven't even listened back to it. So I'm gonna play it on here, and then we'll play a couple of songs, and talk some more shite. But here's the interview with them, the Gurus, on Friday. Late at night. Here we go. We're here with the Gurus. Hello. After playing the Thomas House on whatever date it is and whatever fucking year it is. 28th what, June?
June.
Alright, June. All right, let's go from left to right. Everybody introduce themselves. tell us what instruments you play and if you play in any other bands other than the Gurus as well. Let's go.
My name is Phil, I play drums and I also do backing vocals.
And I'm Jim and I sing.
That's it?
That's it.
I'm Fergus, I play guitar. I also play in a group called ESB, that's a free jazz improv kind of group. I play
clarinet,
yeah. Bass clarinet.
Yeah. Holy lantern of Jesus.
Yeah. Heavy shit. Yeah.
And yourself?
I'm Ronnie and I play the bass and I occasionally also play in the Jack Grace band.
Fantastic. Yeah. Alright, so I asked just here a couple of weeks ago because I bought a fucking banging Aulus and amplifier and some speakers off yourself.
Yeah, that's right.
True adverts.ie, little plug. Let's see if we can't get a fucking discount code off them ones. Yeah. And you mentioned that you were playing in a band that done kind of old school, like punk and fucking new wave and proto punk kind of covers. And we do a club here at the last Friday of every month called Damaged, which originally was upstairs in Tom's house. It was just a DJ night. And we have kind of five or six different DJs. One of our guys is over in either Switzerland or Sweden working on the large.
Them mixed up.
I know. Actually, do you know what? depends on what week you talk to him. He's an astroscientist, right? He's an astrophysicist. And he's over working on the fucking Large Hadron Collider at the moment. Right? Hand on heart, right?
It's the only thing that proves Switzerland actually exists.
Exactly, that's it. Just that pipe they ran around the town. He gave me a few parts out of it a couple of weeks ago. He was over there and he came back with some parts of the Large Hadron Collider. I have them upstairs behind the bar. I swear to God.
God is in the
bar.
You can create a black hole.
I'm thinking about it. I could deal with it, man. The way tonight, man.
You're going to make yourself an Iron Man suit.
Do you know what? One part of it looks like the fucking chess piece off the Iron Man suit. There's a big... I've got a porthole which has a big cracked piece of glass in it. And I've got some sort of a gas injector. And he just brought them over. He was over there, and I was talking to him on Facebook. I said, "Bring me back some science," and he brought me back these two fucking things. He just threw them in his bag.
And, behold,
yeah, exactly. Science. Behold my science.
You're taking this radioactive thing very seriously.
Well, do you know what? Here's the thing, right? I got in contact with Radioactive a couple of months ago because we had talked about doing a Thomas House podcast for ages and ages. And I looked into kind of Irish-based podcasting websites, and word came back to me through one of the guys that's in Mouthpiece, Derek the drummer, and he came back to me saying, "Listen, I do this fucking show for Radioactive International. I do it once a week. It's called This Show Rocks," and he was doing something for 2XM for RTE. And he came back, he gave me all the details, and he dropped me in some like leaflets and stuff like that with all the time schedules. So I gave them a show, and now I'm supposed to be doing two shows a week with them. And generally I get two shows a week done. It's supposed to be one today, but because I was working from 8 a.m. in the morning, I didn't have time. Uh-huh. So they were cool enough. They fucking said, "Listen, if we get one off, you would be happy. If we get two, we'd be happy." So they gave me a sweet t-shirt for free. Nice free t-shirt. Clothes is always good, man. I mean, if you go into fucking St. Vincent's, you have to pay a couple of quid for the fucking thing. And they got some free clothes on. And they gave me some posters to put up in the bar. And it looks like we're hosting there. They've been going for 21 years.
No way.
21 years. I think they started off as a pirate radio station. They've evolved over the years into an internet radio station. And the way it works is now they kind of have a combination of the best of all worlds, in that you're given a time slot for your show. Yeah. So I record my show fucking maybe on a Sunday, and I've got a show that comes out on a Wednesday and a show that comes out on a Friday. I think it's the only kind of talk radio show that they do. Mm-hmm. The rest of it's mostly music based. So they give you a time slot that comes out. So I come out 6 o'clock on a Wednesday and 6 o'clock on a Friday, if I have the time to fucking do the bastard. They're playing the Red Dwarf theme song upstairs, by the sound of it.
Yeah, yeah.
That's amazing. I'm going upstairs for a wank.
Interesting choice.
You're allowed to say wank, and you're allowed to say whatever you want on internet radio. Wank. It's internet radio. It's not real. Let's just have
large
a wank, lads.
Hedron collider.
Large wanktron collider. Yeah, exactly.
Actually, I have to say the women upstairs in the Thomas House.
Isn't that shocking?
Would make you want to have a wank.
Easy. Isn't that shocking? Do you know what? That's never happened before.
Easy now. I'm serious.
We usually have loads of people look like him.
Yes, exactly.
That's just hairy bastards.
Yeah.
Is this a good or a bad thing?
I don't know. Depends on the night.
Anyway. I had to run really quickly to the Jacks.
Yeah. Just have a power wank.
Yeah. I wish you were doing what you're doing right now.
I feel bad now. Yeah, this is a leftist radio station. Apparently, is that? We're it's equal rights for all. No, it actually is. But anyway. Let's go back to what the fuck I was talking about, the Gurus.
Thomas,
so, that's you boys.
Yeah.
So, why did you just get together to do this thing in the first place?
Oh, Jesus. Oh, that's a deep
And how? Listen, every band gets asked the same questions since the history of fucking recorded mediums. But they're classic questions. So let's go with it. Who are your influences?
I think essentially we're a bit odd in the sense that we're not all 22 young, naive silly.
Speak for yourself.
Yeah. Well, exactly.
I'm mad young.
So we
fuck you.
which actually gives us more of an impetus to really
have a crack at it.
Yeah, because
you've had more experience with the music
exactly,
that you like.
Precisely, and we in a way we care a lot less.
Yeah.
You know, and when you care a lot less, you're inclined to go for things a lot.
Absolutely.
More. You don't. Like when I was in bands,
when I were a lad, and ale was new.
It was all.
There was this thing called beer, right?
It was all terribly serious.
Monty Python sketch.
It was all terribly serious, and everything was at stake. And oh my god!
Yeah. If we don't make in a band, we might have to get jobs.
Exactly.
Like,
and now we've done at least 3 tours in Afghanistan.
He got a few months off.
Exactly.
The life is over there. The man's a Taliban, man.
To hell with it, let's join your band. Let's get a band going. And basically, so essentially, it's better than indoor soccer.
Wholeheartedly. AstroTurf is for wankers.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So we play the music that we, which is slightly, we play stuff that is kind of on. It was always under the radar. It was particularly under the radar now. People don't really listen to it anymore, but we know it has a bit of a quality to it and worth listening to. And we're starting to write our bits and pieces as well, but we're a bit sneaky in that we're playing kind of their covers, a lot of it, but it's not something
you're throwing your own gear in on top of it.
Yeah, and we're also very much giving it our own mark. We don't just listen to a record and then cob it off.
We try to pick, even for a covers band, we try to pick more obscure.
Yeah, I was listening to that tonight, and there's certainly stuff there that's kind of not necessarily B-sides, but kind of deep in the album.
Absolutely.
Tracks that you guys.
So in a weird way, we're taking the same approach as, I'm not trying to claim anything here, but in the 60s, a lot of bands would have taken blues stuff and played it unashamedly and not made any apology for it.
Exactly.
So we're kind of saying, well, what if they could do it, why don't we do it?
Absolutely,
Like, I think just even at a gig tonight, what we don't do is we don't introduce songs. This is a song by
just
play the music.
Yeah.
And some people will recognise it, some people won't.
Yeah.
And we're not being deliberately obscure, because we're also trying to set up a kind of vibe in what we do.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So really, what got us together was, A, gets me out of the house, and B,
gets you away from your 17 children.
Exactly, exactly. And we want to play music that we enjoy playing and want to get people up to. We're kind of weirdly traditional, while at the same time I think that's kind of odd now, so we've been a bit new and different.
We're going to get interrupted now, but it's grand.
That will last.
It's fine. There's someone going to come in.
It could be.
The cops happened last night.
Yes.
They raided us last night. We had a particularly busy Thursday and everyone was grand until
the pigs.
He fucked the pig, fucked the police. Should do some NWA covers. And
I don't know. I do this hand gesture. Fuck the pigs.
Don't say it to them.
That means Satan.
Hail the pigs.
Wu-Tang.
Yeah, they ain't nothing to fuck with, man.
Exactly. That has been proven.
Yeah, we got raided last night at 12:20 because all the people had to be legally out of the pub by 12 o'clock.
Oh, really?
So the cops came in at 12:20 last night and we got a bollocking off the fucking sergeant from Kevin Street. And listen, there's never any grief here. This is the most self-policing pub in the fucking city. We've no bouncers. Everybody looks after everybody. Your man just had nothing to do. The problem was he was a fucking giant, so I couldn't give him any lip. He was fucking enormous. I'm 6'2", and this chap easily was 6'8", 6'9", and he was a big, culgy, gonna kill me heading him, you know.
Yeah.
So I just kind of stood there and took it off him, you know. What else can you do?
He probably didn't even realise he was gonna kill you.
Yeah, he probably didn't even know.
They
woke up this morning and said, "You know what? I should have killed that cunt."
So
you know, that's the problem with the cops. But he came back three times, and he looked behind every curtain and door in the place.
I got mates of mine that live in this fucking area, and far worse shit has happened to them. And the cops took fucking hours to turn up to deal with it. So is really disgraceful.
Well, the problem is that
passing you over something that wasn't even called for.
Exactly.
Did somebody ring
ring
cops
them
and say,
"I don't know,
there's a problem"? No, they didn't.
They just see
they
someone
just
else saw it.
They're bored.
Yeah.
I was
shot by the cops.
That's lawyers. You were.
Annoying,
I wish I was shot. Yeah.
I've got mates who really live around here, and they get shit vandalised all the time, and they ring up the cops, and they don't give a shit.
Because they're afraid of those guys.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like the Lewis line. You got the Lewis line that goes out the fucking Dundrum, the nice Lewis line. It's got all the security on it, and you get the scumbag Lewis line out the Tallaght. It's fucking unbelievable. It's fucking unbelievable. There's lads being banging up and all in the Lewis line. You know what I mean? It's fucking incredible dealing with it. But anyway, back to the Gurus. How about this band, folks? So you've got together to play songs that you like yourselves, that you weren't hearing other people playing.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Are you just planning on doing much, or is it more of a hobby end of things for you? Is it just, if there's something offered, you just get together and you'll do it, or?
There's a bit of both. It's kind of like, I mean,
our general philosophy is we will suit ourselves.
Yeah, exactly.
So if there's a man with a cigar who wants to twiddle our thumbs, that's fine. But at the same time,
actually, we're not all into that.
But at the same time,
I hope this is a metaphor.
At the same time, exactly. Like,
so you're not arse chasing it.
No.
But if it pops up and it suits you,
For example, we are writing a few songs, and
We're going to add some branches.
This is the great thing. With age comes wisdom. We're just.
So these are still fucked and stupid.
We don't expect anything anymore.
Yeah.
We're not.
It's purely for the crack.
Exactly, but that doesn't mean we don't set high standards. So I don't want anyone listening to this think that the Gurus are shy. We are.
I know,
on
the contrary, like in
Wunderbar,
terms of the ethos of when we're playing is actually fairly rigorous.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
I mean, the point really is we love the stuff we do, and it's more about paying homage to that. It's not so much paying homage to ourselves because we're past that, but it's more about just playing music we love and playing it really well, and hopefully people being in a place and loving it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And just getting into it. It's all about small rooms with beer and sweat and loud guitar and people.
Trying to get people out to old fashioned sweaty things.
Like, getting more and more difficult. Like I said to you tonight, we had a few buddies down here tonight and everyone was grand, but at the same time, at least 80% of the people who are upstairs in this pub at the moment are here for this night. There's lads upstairs with tattoos on their faces who came here to hear bands like Agnostic Front and Sick of It All that we DJ every month anyway. They're here for that. They read about it on the internet. They're here to hear the fucking old kind of New York hardcore and Washington DC hardcore stuff alongside the kind of punk and psychobilly and oi classics. And that's what we've been here. We, like myself and Kevin, have been doing Damage for 5 or 6 years now. It's been in loads of different venues, and when we took over this venue, this is where we brought it, obviously, because it was our bag. The last Friday of every month, this is what we do. And then, and about 2 months ago, we decided that we wanted to start doing live bands. So we got in contact. We had fucking The Objectors for the first ever one downstairs here.
Yeah.
And I thought, The Objectors are a great band. They're fantastic. The lads are sound. They know what they're doing. It's that good cross between kind of old school rock and roll and punk rock.
Exactly.
And I thought, do you know what? We'll get fucking, if we got 50 people in, I'd be happy. And we got maybe 20 buddies down here. And the minute they finished playing, everybody fucked off. They jumped in taxis and they went home. You know what I mean? And it's getting to the point now where it's the club's not even opening. We're not even opening downstairs until the band starts. Because people are coming in, they're sitting upstairs, and the DJ is doing upstairs, kind of, we have him in to do a mix of everything. And it's not his fault that he's playing to the t-shirts that are up there. So people are coming in wearing whatever Sex Pistols t-shirts and whatever else, and he sees them and goes, well, I have that fucking music, I'm going to play it. So people are walking in thinking, this is fucking Damaged. And they're sitting upstairs. So you're telling them, there's fucking DJs downstairs ready to roll with all the music you're here to play and bands here, and it's free. It's fucking free. Come on downstairs. The doors are open. And they're sitting upstairs thinking, this is it. They don't know there's downstairs. People have this thing in their head about going down into a venue.
When it's free, it's unbelievable. If you told a couple of Spanish tourists on the street, it's a free gig downstairs, they'd be like,
Exactly.
I don't care what it is.
But you try to get Irish people downstairs, they're having none of it. There just seems to be an element in Irish kind of the alternative culture at the moment where they want to be seen more so than be involved in the scene. You know what I mean? So if you're upstairs, that's where the vast majority of people are, who are kind of floating by, and they walk by, they hear maybe a bit of ska, a bit of two-tone, a bit of punk upstairs, and they stick their head in, and maybe they have a tattoo, they'll roll their sleeve up to show off their tattoo, and they're having fun, and they're getting to meet people who look and are interested in similar things. You turn around to them and you go, well, you know, I'm glad you're here, and I'm glad you're enjoying yourselves, But like, I really think what you are here for and what you heard about is downstairs.
Yeah.
Literally 5 steps away.
Yeah.
And they're gonna go, well, all the people with the other tattoos are upstairs.
I know.
And that's it, where they will stick. You know what I mean? It is really this kind of seeing as such. You know what I mean? Where they have to be fucking. The photos have to be there of them sticking their tongue out and showing off their fucking stupid t-shirts and their tattoos.
Yeah.
Well, but they probably reckon they have better chance of getting laid upstairs than they do downstairs.
Well, tonight, right, most certainly.
We'll lay them downstairs.
I seen that taxi
we'll
pulling
all
up.
All of them together. At the
exactly.
Same time.
Let's just have a fucking orgy.
Yeah,
yes. Come on, we'll have a Georgie porgy. We'll go upstairs. We'll turn the lights off. We'll turn the strobe on. Let's play some. We'll play some Massive Attack and everything will be grand. I'm starting to know me orgies, lads. Nothing gets an orgy started like teardrop.
Yeah.
Hang on.
Yeah.
Get the notepad out.
Yeah. Yeah.
But anyway, that's been the Gurus.
Yes, thank you.
If anybody has anything to add, now's the time to say it, because otherwise I have to edit the shit out of this.
Oh, we're going to be guruing a lot.
Go to gigs.
How about that? If you're into music, go to a gig, you bastard.
If you don't go and see it, it'll end up never happening.
Exactly. You have no cause and no claim to give out about fucking anything in your entire life if you do not support it.
Yeah.
So if you're giving out about fucking bands not playing, you're giving out about not having club nights and not pubs not playing the fucking music that you're interested in, and they're fucking playing it and you're not going to it, then you can fuck off and die.
Precisely.
Yeah. So, you're such a cunt.
I'm not even on Facebook, but I hear about stuff that I go to. So if you're on Facebook and Twitter and all that stuff,
there's
and
no
you can't
cause,
go to a free
exactly.
gig, well then...
Yeah. Gigs are fucking free.
Yes.
80% of the time at Thomas House. The only time we charge is when they charge us.
Yeah.
So, like, we're trying to do our best for fucking all sorts of genres and all types of different people, from Northern Soul to fucking hardcore punk.
Yeah.
There's always something on.
Come on, man. We'll beat the face.
Exactly.
Off
the fucking the Gurus are kickstarting an orgy. You might get to blow your fucking load on one of the Gurus' face. Wait till you see the lads. Exactly. You've got everything.
On Facebook too.
They're on, the lads are. What, have you got a Facebook address? On that
show?
But
it's Gurus with a G
O O R O O S. Like the kangaroos. Exactly.
Gurus.facebook.twitter.com.
Yeah, /. Georgie Porgy. Exactly.
You wouldn't believe what we have to overcome to turn up here tonight.
God, it's amazing. Yeah. I'm very impressed we're here at all.
Exactly. So, you know,
I think I'll
next
end,
time
this,
you
I'll end
be
this
here.
Interview by saying thank you very much to Thomas House.
Oh,
for
yes.
having
well,
us
actually, yes.
Gig.
Absolutely.
And we really enjoyed it. They looked
the
after us. They're really nice people to deal with. And if anything, that will keep bands and us, the Gurus, on the road doing what we're doing.
Yeah, seriously.
It is actually venues like this.
Support your
people
that
are really into what we want to do. So I'll just say.
Cheers, Thomas House!
Here we go. So there we go, that was the interview with the Gurus. Pretty drunk, not going to lie to you, pretty drunk. It was fun though, it was a good night, even though, fucking, like I said, the bodies upstairs was packed, downstairs had a few bodies. Pretty much about 20 minutes after the lads played, I just kind of closed downstairs, and any of the people that were there, I turfed them back up, and that was our job. Job done. But I had a really weird week. I'm belching like a bastard, I'm drinking coke, I'm afraid. Have that. I had a fucking mad week. Myself and my missus were talking about getting a pet, okay? So we have this house. There's somebody looking in the window here. Oh, he just kneeled down and looked in the window at me. Oh, do you see me with the headphone, the microphone? Ah! Scarlet for me. He's gone, I hope. He looked a bit weird, actually. He looked a bit like a man in black. He just had a big, long, black trench coat and weird haircut. If you listen to this, I'm sorry for slagging you. I don't know who you are, but you look a bit odd. But, Jesus Christ almighty. Anyway, yeah, so we've got this big house. We're talking about getting a pet. And we've been talking about getting a ferret. I had a ferret for a while. And we used to bring her to... my dad has this house on the side of a mountain in Wicklow. And it's great crack. It's literally in the middle of nowhere. There's just nothing fucking up there. And it's just great for relaxing and just clearing your head. But we talked about getting a fucking ferret. Because, like I said, I used to have a ferret. and used to being the operative word, but we used to bring this ferret down here and we let her loose and she'd run around fucking, she'd go into like the sheds in the garage and she'd go looking for rats and mice and she'd run into the fields and fuck around down there, and then she'd always come back an hour or two later, you know, she'd get her dinner, she'd hang out, she was like a pet, you know what I mean, and it was good skit. But she went in the heat one week when we were down in Wicklow and she ran away and she never came back. That was the end of her. She was just fucking gone. And I don't know whether she started a little ferret family somewhere or whether a fox got her or whatever, but she never came back. But my missus loved the fucking ferret. So I said, you know what? Right, fuck it. We'll go out and we'll get something. So we went to the pet shop. We went up to Finglas. There's a big, I think the Pets XL or something like that. And we bought a fucking rabbit, okay? Now, rabbits, it's a rabbit. I'm not mad on a pet that kind of runs away from you when you go to rub it, you know? It's like, it's not really a pet. It's just something for you to chase after. It's just something to entertain yourself. If you're bored, you let the rabbit out of its cage and it runs away and you have to spend an hour catching it, you know? Now, I'm sure there's people out there who say, oh, I've had a fucking rabbit for 10 years and, you know, I call it and it does backflips and it makes tea. Well, I've never seen a fucking rabbit do anything except run away from people and eat. So, we got this, we went down, they had all these tiny little fucking bunnies, these lop-eared bunnies, you know, and it was one kind of retarded looking one that had one ear sticking up and the other one hanging down, and it was smaller, it was fucking tiny, must have been like the runt of the litter, and the colours were cool, and she was like, oh, I want that one, it looks sad, so I'm like, alright, fuck it, give us the sad one, you know, so we got the sad one, we bought a big cage, it was like 120, 130 quid for the whole thing, for the rabbit, the cage, the food, the fucking sawdust, and paying for sawdust, fucking hell. But brought this thing home, you know, put it in the cage, it's happy enough. It's being weird though, you know, you take it out of the cage, you sit on your lap, it just sits there like any other rabbit I've ever known. It's just the minute you let go of it, it's fucking gone. Bing! Out of there, trying to find somewhere to hide. This thing just kind of sit there and kind of rock back and forth and shake and vibrate. But must be raining out. There's loads of people hanging out in the front of the pub. I hate doing the show in the pub. It freaks me the fuck out. But so this little rabbit, tiny thing, and it just, to me, I'm not a rabbit expert. It just didn't look right. It looked a bit ill, you know. But of course, the missus is like, oh, you know, we'll make it better. And I'm like, all right, you know, okay, whatever you want. We'll look after it, make sure it's fucking gets better. So the rabbit's grand. First night, grand. Go up the next morning. Fucking, she grabs the rabbit, throws it in the bed beside me, thinking this is fucking hilarious, you know. It's not like the rabbit's going to do like a dog, like lick you and wake you up. It just sits there. It's just waiting to die for me to roll over it. But everything's grand, blah, blah, blah. Then fucking yesterday, Saturday, right? Oh, man, what a fucking day. After damaged, during damage, to be honest with you, I got a bit drunk, right? Had a few gargles. Was having the crack with the lads. Good fun. Got home, don't know what hour. Getting into bed, don't know. Apparently I was playing with the rabbit before I went to bed. She was there as well, making sure I wasn't fucking killing it. She's got work the next day. And essentially at about 9:30 a.m. on Saturday morning, I got woken up to my missus screaming, "She's dead! She's dead!" Screaming. So I wake up, don't know what the fuck's going on. The head is bleeding, banging. She's fucking running around screaming, there's mascara everywhere, fucking flailing arms, tears fucking on the floor. "She's dead, she's dead." I'm like, what the fuck is going on? So I run out, fucking in the nip, just a pair of boxer shorts, running around the gaff, sliding around on tiles. "What's going on? She's dead, she's dead." I'm like, what the fuck? I run over to the rabbit cage. The fucking rabbit's dead. It's brown bread, right? It's in the middle of the cage. It's all kind of fucking twisted up. So I'm like, I'm kind of sitting there. I'm trying to deal with this fucking screaming woman, fucking dead rabbit, fucking, you know, what the fuck am I going to do? I don't know anything about it. So all I done was I just took my phone out and I googled dead rabbit. Like, well, she's crying. I don't know. What else do you do? I don't know anything about fucking rabbits. So I google a dead rabbit and a dead rabbit. And I'm reading it back and apparently they can just die. They can just die. And I know everything can just die, but a rabbit can just decide to fucking die one day. Like, you could have a rabbit for 8 years. And one day I'll just wake up, be grand, and then, fucking dead. They're prone to heart attacks, they're prone to, like, twisted stomachs, fucking everything. And this thing was, like, sick to begin with. So, calm her down, I send her off to work. I'd left my car at my mother's house for, I don't know why the fuck I'd done it. I can't remember how the fuck I'd done it, but I left my car parked at my ma's house. So I had to get a taxi with a dead rabbit to my ma's house, put the dead rabbit fucking in the car, drive up to Pets XL, go into them. I wasn't a bastard to them. I just said, listen, lads, I got a fucking rabbit the other day. I woke up this morning, it was dead. Like, this, me missus had gone fucking bananas. So this rabbit had loads of little sisters, and there was one left, but it was fucking enormous. Like, to be honest, I think they might be lying to me that it was one of the sisters, because this thing is fucking like twice the size of the other rabbit, you know. So they're like, yeah, listen, you can have this one. So they gave me this other rabbit, and I bring it back to the house. I clean out the, put it in a box for me. I bring it home. I clean out the fucking the rabbit cage thing, you know, just in case it gets a smell of death off it and decides to fucking do the same job. So give it a clean, wash it out, new fucking straw, new food, fucking wood shavings or sawdust or whatever the fuck it is, food, water, the whole shebang, the whole thing gets cleaned. Put this fucking rabbit into him, thinking, right, I'll leave the rabbit now for a couple of hours, let it calm down, let it relax the cacks in the new cage, and then later on when I'm finished work, you know, when she's finished, she'll be back from work, and, you know, we'll play with this fucking rabbit. So went to work, done the shift, came back, and she finished work. I said, right, come on, we'll go out and get the rabbit, and we'll play with the rabbit. You know, the rabbit needs to be played with, get used to us, and you know, maybe fucking it might be fun, because I don't know if rabbits are fun or not. I had a rabbit when I was a kid, and it disappeared in the back garden. I don't have the greatest track history with pets. I'm good with animals, that's the mad thing about it. You give me a dog, I'm fucking fine, but give me anything else, I don't get it. They just fucking run away or disappear. But I had a rabbit that disappeared in my grandmother's back garden, and when I was about 10, I had a pet rat and I killed it. I'm not going to say it was by accident. I definitely killed it on purpose because it bit me. I took it out of the cage and it fucking tore a lump out of my finger, and I fucking kind of dropped the slash through it and killed it. I'm not proud of it, but I'm good. Believe it or not, I'm good with animals. And oh fuck! But this fucking rabbit, I went to take it out of the cage and it lost its fucking shit. And like, I was so used to having the other one for a few days that was kind of slow and dumb that I didn't know rabbits could be that fast or that strong. Even when they're young, this thing, I fucking destroyed the place. There was sawdust all over the kitchen. There was fucking food flying everywhere, water tanks falling. This thing was just didn't want to be picked up. It had lost its fucking shit. It was hiding in its little hole. I had to try and reach in to pull it out of its hole. Every time I try and reach in, it was like bang its way past me and try and jump out through the fucking cage. But eventually I got a hold of it and I just brought it into the living room, left it on the floor, and it's alright now. It's cool, it doesn't mind it. It's kind of, from getting picked up over the last day or so, it's pretty good with being handled. But now my missus is on to me about getting a fucking ferret as well. I'm like, you can't get a ferret, it'll eat the fucking rabbit, you know. Even if you got like a baby ferret, someday like the baby ferret's instincts are just going to kick in and just go, oh, you eat them bastards, and it'll just fucking have at it and eat it. It's just probably not the greatest idea in the world to have a ferret and a rabbit in the same house. Let's play a song. The Gurus played a great cover of Neat 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 by The Damned, so I think I'm going to play that now, just because it's in my head. So let's play Neat 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 by The Damned. Just a man can simplify. you want to hear something cool? Continuing on from last week, this is what a Bigfoot sounds like.
What is that?
What do you think it is? Oh, shit.
We got something major happening on the other side of the road.
But anyway, apparently that's what a Bigfoot sounds like. Not the people talking, but the stuff in the background, like the howls and shit like that. That's been reported fucking all over America. As to generally, the general consensus is that Bigfoots make those kind of noises when they're trying to get in contact with each other, and they also kind of bang sticks against trees. It's called wood knocking. There's another one where they try and replicate human voices. I have that. That stuff is actually from a CD called the Ohio Sasquatch Recordings that was given to me by a friend of mine a couple of years ago. You can find all this stuff online. All of it's on YouTube. And there's better recordings than that. That's just one I had to hand really quick, as opposed to fucking having to rip stuff down off YouTube and convert it to MP3. I just can't be fucking arsed. You're not that important to me. But that's apparently what a Bigfoot sounds like. I found it in my bag. It's been in my bag for ages. And I said, I'll play a little excerpt from that. The CD has the worst painting of just a big black fucking hulky kind of shadow. And it's got dudes who are involved in some sort of Bigfoot research group in Ohio talking about the fucking thing for like half an hour before they play 2 or 3 minutes of noise. But there's a recording of the what's supposed to be them making these noises that sound like humans. And some people say it sounds a little bit like humans talking backwards, almost, because they're just trying to replicate these voices. Oh, fuck it, let's play it. Here, listen to this. I love it so much. I love it. I listen to that shit all day. Like I said, there's better recordings. That's just the one I have to hand. It's fucking amazing. It's amazing. I find it weird the way it sounds like a fucking loop. It's almost perfect, and that's just 2 cuts from that waveform that I ripped from the CD, and it repeats maybe 6 or 7 times, and each time it's the exact fucking amount of time. Some people would say that means that it's being fucked with. I don't know. It could be. There's a very good chance it's being fucked with. Nobody sent me fucking anything about me lake monsters or me Bigfoot bullshit. Does nobody care? If you don't want me to talk about this shit, let me know. I'm still going to do it. I don't give a fuck about you. But I'll still do it. One of the things we organised this week with the Radioactive International gang is that we're going to have what is kind of going to stand in for the 21st birthday for Radioactive International. Radioactive International started 21 years ago. This July. So we're on the 13th of September. We're going to have a big R.I. Bash here in Thomas House, and I think it's going to be free, and we're working out a way to broadcast it live and also record it. So just expect fucking shitload of people running around with Radioactive t-shirts, fucking DJing. I'm going to record the whole thing, but also live stream it off the desk downstairs through the Wi-Fi here in the pub, and hopefully everybody will be able to sit down, people running around with fucking Zoom recorders doing interviews and stuff like that. It'd be good fun. So I'm looking forward to that. That'll be an interesting night. Hopefully we can get some good fucking promo going for it and get everybody involved. People who want to get involved as well. Since I start doing this podcast, the fucking about 6 people that I know have been onto me. Oh, yeah, I want to do a fucking podcast, man. I want to do a podcast. So like I've just been sending these emails out. I've kind of done out a template. A template of an email that's just like, okay, you need this kind of microphone, you need this software, this is how you go about it, you need to send this person an email. Fucking everybody's doing it now. It's weird. It's cool that everybody's getting involved. A friend of mine from the Big Bang Comic Shop in Dundrum, he's going to do, he's trying to work out a way of doing a weekly podcast, and he wants to do it as Wednesday is New Comic Book Day, which is when kind of that week's issues all come out. That's like the big day in comics every week is Wednesday, because that's when everybody goes and collects their new stuff. But all those comics arrive on a Tuesday night, sometimes on a Monday, I think, maybe. But he wants to do a podcast while the delivery's coming in. So he'll go through each new fucking issue and say, you know, this is this fucking week's whatever, Batman, blah, 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 drawn by blah, 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 written by blah, 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 continuing the storyline of blah, 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 and this has been good, this has been bad, this has been shit, this has been amazing. So he wants to do like a comic based one. And he can, you know, he's got the contacts to be able to do some good fucking, get some good interviews and articles and stuff like that. And so that should be interesting. It's kind of easy on, low on music tonight. Like that Guru's interview took up a lot of space. Let's play fucking one or two more songs before the end, just so we'll get something in there. Nobody wants to listen to me talk shy for an hour every week. I'm looking at the records I bought. Let's play some Cypress Hill. I'm actually, if I can find it, I'm going to play one of my favourite Cypress Hill songs. I'm not going to say the name of it in case I can't find it. But I'll tell you, you're going to know the song anyway. Here we go, Cypress Hill, something or other song on some album about something.
About to mash these niggas, man. Don't come in my backyard, motherfucker. Beware of the dog, motherfucker. Here we go, y'all. That's the nigga Hector. Lunatic smoking loop loose in your sector. Got my eye on the money apparatus like a bone to a dog. Yeah, you know we gotta have it. Anywhere near the shit.
That was the song. It's called Checkmate. Cypress Hill's off, I think, the album 4. First time I heard it, it was on the soundtrack for the PC video game. I think, if I remember correctly, the game is called Kingpin. I think so. It was supposed to be like a real, it was kind of like Doom or Quake. It was a first person kind of shooter, but it was set in kind of real world, and you were meant to be some sort of fucking lowly criminal, and you had to work your way up to become like the crime boss of the city, and it was really fucking violent. Remember games on the PC? Remember that shit? Playing fucking games on a keyboard and a mouse. That was the only way to play those first person, like Doom and Quake. You try and play them now on a like an Xbox controller. You get used to it and you get pretty handy at it, but like it feels like the whole games have been slowed down because you can't react as quick as you can with a keyboard and a mouse. It's weird. Still love that shit playing fucking Quake Arena and doing all the rocket jumps and stuff like that. It was just so easy to do with a mouse and a keyboard. But I heard that song on that game, Kingpin, which apparently they're making a new Thief for Xbox and PS3. They were fucking amazing games. Fantastic. Again, similar type of deal. First person game. But you were a thief. And the whole deal was you had to break into places. It was kind of like Assassin's Creed is certainly lifted directly from the fucking, from the thief kind of genre. where you had to like kill people and steal shit and kind of just generally kind of sneak around. But you could say that about anything. You could say that Assassin's Creed is basically like a old version of fucking Metal Gear or something like that. The guys in Retropolis looked after me today. Like I said, I got a copy of Metroid Prime, which is kind of top 5 game for the GameCube. I never owned the GameCube before. I never had one. That whole fucking thing passed me over. I had an N64. The only reason I had an N64 because there was loads of cool wrestling games for the N64, and I've always loved wrestling games. They're all like the only kind of 2-player games you can get. That you can play locally that are fun, you know. I'm not really interested in FIFA. Sometimes you can get a good FIFA game or Pro Evo Soccer or something like that, and it can be a bit of skit, but for the most part you have to have something like where you're punching and kicking and having a bit of crack. Street Fighter gets boring after a while. As much as I love Street Fighter and Tekken and Mortal Kombat, like, it's just, I don't know, like, you can't sit down with your mates and just play it for hours and hours and hours and hours. After fucking 5 or 6 games you're like, fuck it, you know. Put something on, put Lego Batman on. Lego Batman's fucking so much fun. All those Lego games are so much fun. Even like the Lego Harry Potter and shit like that. I haven't played the Lego Indiana Jones, but I assume it's just the fucking same. But Lego Batman was great crack. Good 2-player games as well. But yeah, the Tropolis guys looked after me today. Across the road. I'll probably pick up a couple more consoles off them, to be honest. I want to pick up an N64. I don't have one anymore. I don't think so. I have a box off one in the attic, but I don't actually have the console itself. There's a couple of games on that I want to get, but pretty much anything I need to get I tell him and he has it in for me within a week or so. It's great. So it means I need to stick. I got my Xbox, my original Xbox, I got that back the other day, so fucking there's a shitload of games for that are really cool. There's like an Insane Clown Posse backyard wrestling game that I kind of want to get just because I never got it when it was forced out. And the place on that I mentioned last week, the booking video game fucking second hand store, it's on the bottom of Talbot Street or Earl Street or whatever you call it. They've got a shitload of old Xbox games for like 8, 9, 10 quid, so I'll drop in there. New games I like. I fucking love new games, but there's something about the playability of some old games where they didn't have the kind of graphic capability, so they had to put more effort into the gameplay, and there's something that will always shine through with that stuff. But there's a million other things I wanted to talk about today, but that just means hopefully I'll have more to talk about for Friday show. If I get around to doing Friday show, I hope I will this week. Do you know, if I have time today, I might even record the second show. I'm doing this one in the pub, but I'm bringing all my shit home with me while Gav's working. I need to come back in here at 12 o'clock just to close up, cash up and all that kind of stuff. What I will say is we got fucking raided by the cops the other day. We got raided by the cops in the pub on Thursday night. Legally, the law says 11:30 you serve last orders, okay? So you fucking flash the lights, okay, here we go, get your fucking last drink in. You got like kind of 5 minutes to get your last drink in, then the lights go up. Legally, you're given half an hour, right? Now, the half an hour starts from half 11, and this is where the fucking grey area kind of comes into it. Now, a cop will tell you there is no grey area, but a publican or anybody who works in a pub will tell you that there is. That at 12 o'clock, by law, everybody has to be out of that pub. So they give you half an hour drinking up time, okay? So, half 11, you flash your lights, last orders. That's whatever, 5, fucking 10 minutes to give people time. If they're outside having a smoke, whatever, to come in, get their drink. Then they've got till 12 o'clock. They have to have left the premises at 12 o'clock. They cannot still be here at 12 o'clock. So the law says. So, you've got all these campaigns going, giving out about drink at your own pace and fucking no more binge drinking and shit like that. And essentially, they're telling you to buy a fucking beer, maybe at 20 to 12, and have drank it in 15 minutes and be fucking packed up and gone out the door. It was like 12:15. Lights were up, till was closed. Fucking everybody downstairs had emptied out. We'd started cleaning. We had fucking doors open, music off, fucking all this shit. There was people literally with like an inch left in their points, and everybody in the place was starting to put their jacket on and getting ready to leave. Fucking, there was no more serving going on. The fucking inspector from Kevin Street walks in, gives me a load of shit, fucking eats the head off me in front of all the customers about fucking prosecution and fucking hours of fucking service and all this stuff. So I'm like, listen, guard, I understand, you know, you're trying to do your job, I'm trying to do mine, everything's cool. He goes away, he comes back half an hour later, place is fucking empty. Phew, we got rid of everybody within like 10 minutes. We're mopping up, we're cleaning up, he comes in, I have to walk him around the pub, I'm opening up every fucking door, every like curtain, looking underneath everything to see if like, I had 100 people hidden, you know. So we checked out everything. He was happy enough. Then he left. He came back 10 minutes later. He took all my details for the report. We're not getting prosecuted. It was just because of this Thomas Street rejuvenation project that's going on at the moment. The cops are kind of being a little bit stricter because they busted the market across the road. The market had a couple of like after hours kind of parties for the staff and the merchants over there, which is grand. They can do what they want. It's their own business. But the cops for some reason busted them a couple of weeks. So there was loads of them. I don't know why. It's a private party. They should be entitled to do whatever they want over there. But they got busted. So their cops are obviously watching the street a little bit harder, which is, you know, it's grand because this street is full of fucking horrible bastards anyway. It's full of dipsos and junkies and fucking all sorts of antisocial behaviour. So it's cool to have a police presence on the streets for us trying to run a business, you know. But he told us that like we run the best pub in the street. He never has any issues with us. Everything's cool. We just fucking, that night he was passing by, he obviously had some fucking slips to fill out, he had his quote with me, and you know, we got done. So well, not done, but he gave us a bollocking, but it's all sorted now. So let's play a song, let's play one more song, and let's knock it on the head, and I'll talk to you again on Friday. Thanks for listening as always, and get a hold of me, enemyradio@radioactiveinternational.com is the email address, or mabrain@gmail.com, mahbrain@gmail. Same job, they both link together. We have like a domain name now for the podcast, just enemyradio.eu. You can go there now. It just links you straight into the Radioactive site. And we're on iTunes now. We're on the podcast app on the iPhone. So we're everywhere, taking over. We're getting loads of hits. From all over the world, every week we're getting a few more buddies listening. So fucking keep it up, spread the word, let people know. As always, you want to hear a song, let me know. I fucking have it. You want to hear me talk about some shit, you want to be interviewed, you want to even do an email interview, you can fucking, I'll ask you some questions via email or read them out on the podcast. It's the same difference. You're trying to promote a book, a show, anything. Opening a new business, I'm interested. I want to hear. I want to get involved. I want everybody to look after everybody. Here's a mystery song because I don't know what it's going to be till I look through my hard drive. Here we go. Talk to you again next Friday. See you after.
Sur mon lit à bouffer sa langue en buvant prends mon whisky quant à moi peu dormi, vie débris, mais j'ai dû dormir dans la gouttière où j'ai eu un flash. Ouh-ouh-ouh. En quatre couleurs. Allez hop, un matin, une louloute est venue chez moi, poupée de cellophane, cheveux chinois. Un sparadrap, une gueule de bois. A bu ma bière dans un grand verre en caoutchouc. Son igloo, ça plane pour moi, ça plane pour moi, ça plane pour moi, 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 ça plane pour moi. Ouh, ça plane pour moi. Allez hop, la nana, quel panard, quelle vibration de s'envoyer sur paillasson, limé, ruiné, vidé, comblé. You are the king of the divan. Qu'elle me dit en passant. Ouh, I am the king of the divan. Ça plane pour moi. Ça plane pour moi. Ça plane pour moi. Moi, 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 moi. Ça plane pour moi. Ouh, ça plane pour moi. Allez hop, t'occupe, t'inquiète, touche pas ma planète. Today, que le ciel me tombera sur la tête et que la colle me manquera. Ça plane pour moi. casser les